Good evening. Together with Father Gerard and Father Dooling, I like to wish each and every one of you a Merry Christmas. And as well as I want to congratulate each and every one of you for preparing your hearts by making confessions and cleaning your hearts and preparing your home and your community for the birth of Jesus. And also decorating your hearts with all your prayers and sacrifices throughout these 25 days of Advent. And now, with all these preparations, let us invite Jesus into our hearts, into our families, into our community. Now, let us prepare ourselves to go and greet and meet Jesus. How can we do it? I invite each and every one of you to close your eyes and follow the instructions. Look into your heart, open your heart for Jesus, and tell him, "Hey Jesus, I love you. Come into my heart, into my family, into the community." And offer your gifts to him, which you have prepared throughout this Advent season. Through your prayers, all the prayers you said, all the rosaries, all the sacrifices you made, all the bad habits you have left for the sake of Jesus. This would be your gift to Jesus. Offer all of them to Jesus now. After this, promise to Jesus that you will leave one of your bad habits because you love him. And once you make this promise, you can place one of your most needed wish with the trust that Jesus will grant it to you. So take a moment for that. Promise as well as put a wish before Jesus, and he will give it to you. And finally, try to hold the babe Jesus' hand and ask him to hold your hand so that he will be always there, as the name indicates, Emmanuel, God be with us, to bless, to guide, and to protect. So if all of you have done this, now it is the time for us to rejoice with him. So let us express our heartfelt joy by standing and greeting each other, left and right, Merry Christmas. And afterwards, the choir will sing a song. We will sing with joy the birthday song of Jesus. Okay, let us stand up and let us greet each other. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you. Hey, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Please join me in singing a verse of Amazing Grace, number 441. 441.
Those who want to clap, you can clap. Express your joy, not just sit, stand there.
All is bright, round yon virgin mother and child. All is
Okay, let us be seated. The Jesus who is born now in our hearts, in our families, in the society, he was the dream of our Father, God our Father. Since Adam and Eve sinned, he had a dream for us, to save us. That is why he prepared his son through all the prophets, through centuries, and finally he allowed his son to be born among us, to be with us. And he let him to suffer for us, even to the point that he was crucified on the cross. So that was the dream of our Father, our loving Father, for us. And he did it by allowing his son to be born in our hearts. And not only our Father had the dream, Saint Joseph had the dream. And he tried to follow the dream by trusting in God. That is why we are able to celebrate Christmas today. Not only Saint Joseph, even our leaders, Abraham Lincoln, Martin Luther King, they had the dream about our country of the rights for all. And I am sure each and every one of you, you parents, have a dream about your children. Have you got? And not only the parents, even all kids, youth, everybody has a dream about their life. So it is a feast of dreams. Jesus invites us to dream about our own life, our relatives, especially starting with our spouse and children, our parents. Have a dream about them. Pray for them. Then it will be done. And remember that every dream needs sacrifice. No dream will work without sacrifice. When God dreamed about our salvation, he was ready to sacrifice his son for us. Now, you parents, when you dream about your children, are you ready to sacrifice your lives for them? Let us remember, dreams without sacrifice will not work. The second thing is, today's Christmas message is, do not be afraid. The angel appeared to Mary, and when she was confused, the angel said, do not be afraid. When Saint Joseph was confused what to do with Mary, the angel appears and told him, do not be afraid. And in today's, if you look into the Bible, we can see the word do not be afraid is used more than 360 times. And it should be our message, or this Christmas message for us also. Do not be afraid. The parents are afraid that the children will leave them. Husband and wife, they are afraid that one day my husband or my wife, my partner will either die or they will divorce me. The kids are afraid, hey, whether my parents will divorce and I will be alone. The students are afraid of their exams. The employees are afraid of the guarantee of their job, continuity of their job. So we are living in a world of fear. And Jesus is the only answer. And that is why angel appeared and said, do not be afraid. So in our day-to-day life, when we come across certain fears, confusions in life, like Joseph, remember, if we have the dream and if we are with God, we need not be afraid. The third thing is learn the simplicity from Jesus. To live a healthy and happy life, we need not have so many things as we have today. Look into our basement, how much junk we have gathered. Do we need it all? Look at Jesus there. He needs only a few things. So be simple and humble in our life. So what are the practical points? First and foremost, have a good dream and continue the dream with prayers and sacrifices. Then, as God did, send our Jesus to save us, and he will help us to materialize our dream. The second thing, we have already lighted or invited Jesus into our hearts, and he is the light and he is there. I am sure he is there in our hearts today. And don't let it go. Let him go from us. As a practical point, let us do today. When you go home, if you have already put a cross or a Jesus picture, light a candle there, or lamp, or electric bulb. Not only for today, it should be there always, 24/7, throughout the year. And not only for, it is not for decoration. When you go out of your house or come in, take a moment there, stand there. When you go out, let say, Jesus, I am going out for this and that, this. Help me. When you come in, stand there. Hey, Jesus, I am back. Thank you, Jesus. So let that light be there today onwards throughout your life. Let that be a model for you or example for your children and your grandchildren so that we can say that in our house, Jesus is the leader. He's there. He's this light projects or shows the presence of Jesus in our life, in our homes, in our society. So, dear brothers and sisters, let us not lose that Jesus who wants to be with us, and he has taken the name Emmanuel to be with us, and he likes to be with us, but he does not want to force us. So it is up to us to be with him. If we are with him, then we can be always happy and healthy and joyful. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.